When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, Heidi Dallaire of lovewideopen.com and also Love Wide Open, found on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So today, I'm just thinking a lot about inspiration. Where do you get yours? Where do I get mine? Because I've been feeling pretty inspired lately. And I'm asking myself, Where is that coming from? Where is that inspiration actually truly coming from? And I think it comes from several different things. I think it, one, comes from having courage. Having courage to try the thing that you love, that you think other people may balk at. To have courage to try something new. To have courage to run with an idea that may seem preposterous to someone else. I think sometimes that's where inspiration comes from. It also comes from other people, not necessarily a person, but their story. What does their story tell you? I am so often inspired by someone's story. It touches me in a way that it opens something up in me, right? That I hear something that all of a sudden gets my own creative juices flowing. It gets my own creativity wanting to come out. Inspiration. I'm often inspired by nature. Well, not often, actually always. I'm always inspired by nature. I find most of my true inspiration comes when I'm just on a walk, particularly in the woods or climbing a mountain or in the kayak on a pond. My inspiration from connecting to nature, which is connecting to source, which is connecting to my inner self. Inspiration, where does yours come from? I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to know what truly inspires you. You know, I think inspiration also very much ties into my last podcast. My last podcast about who's on your inner circle. Who's on the bullseye with you. And if they're the right people, you find yourself inspired by them, inspired by what they're doing, inspired by their courage, you know, their peacefulness, their wisdom, their strive to always be better, their strive to love. I'm inspired by those types of people. And I'm really lucky. I have a really good group of people around me who are constantly lifting me up or just there for me when things aren't so awesome. You know, and to me, that's also inspiring to have people around you who can truly help move you forward. So inspiration comes, I think, in many ways, shapes and forms. From your own inner self, if we can pull away all the layers that we've dumped over our true creative self, if we can peel all those layers back, we find the nuggets all within ourselves to then say to somebody else, I've got this idea. got this thing. And then you find the people and say, yeah, run with that thing. Do that. That sounds amazing. Inspiration. So today, for the rest of the day, I'm going to be very open to inspiration, to being inspired by myself, by the things around me, and by other people. How are you going to find your inspiration?